Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. David Chow, orthopedic surgeon and former NFL head team doctor. You can find him over at Pro Football Doc on Twitter. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dr. Chow, first of all, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes and kind of explain to people when they hear the term turf toe, what exactly turf toe is.
It's an injury to the first metatarsal phalangeal joint, or an easier description, the bunion joint of the big toe. And the toe is forced up, and it can sprain the joint and or sometimes tear the plantar plate at the bottom. And it's a painful situation, and it makes it hard to run, jump, and push off, which is kind of exactly what a wide receiver needs to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I've said, look, if he comes back anytime soon, he's usually kind of shot up. You numb the joint, and then maybe the rest of his body's numb because it is a painful injury. So to get that thing back to fully healed, I watched Julio Jones a couple of years ago go through an entire season ailing with this. It's not an easy process. It's just basically stay off of it, right?
Yeah, it's more than that. There's medication. You could do PRP. Sometimes they'll do cortisone. There's stay off of it. There's support, plate in the shoe. There's some therapy and modality. So I don't think the Packers are just sitting there and saying, just do nothing. I mean, there's
right.
there are some things that they can do. But it is a matter of time, and you don't want to set back. And it's a matter of effectiveness, too. Look, if you're waiting for someone to be 100%, like, let's say, Cam Newton and the Panthers are doing for him, that's a longer time frame. Now, that's a Lisfranc. It's not a turf toe. But if, you know, the question is, will the Packers play Davante Adams if he's 85%? The answer might be yes, right? The answer might be no, depending on the situation. But I said from the get-go, from that Thursday game against the Eagles when he did this, that I thought this was going to be a multi-week injury, and hopefully it's on the short end of multi-week because there's no structural damage reported. But I still am iffy, or would be surprised if he plays this week or is effective.
Give me the average. I mean, is it 3 weeks, 4 weeks for something like this before you come back? And then the other question is, are you more susceptible to this injury now that you've had it throughout the rest of the season?
Well, if you're not waiting for it to be 100%, of course you are, right? And that's only logic. And as far as the timeline, it really depends on severity. You know, there's a different timeline for mild, moderate, and severe. Now, hopefully this is mild, or at worst moderate, right? So it's hard to say. I mean, I can judge injuries by video because I studied them and worked in the league, but it's hard for me to pin down the exact timeline based off of video. But also, there are other factors. Look, could he be active this week and only run certain routes and certainly certain red zone or other specialty situations? Maybe. Is he going to be 100%? No. I think the likelihood is he doesn't play, but we just have to take it day by day, week by week.
We have watched a rash of shoulder injuries on this team as well. And is there anything, you know, obviously there's different pad manufacturers that are out there and such, but is there anything with some of these shoulder injuries that you're noticing a similarity of?
Well, the answer, I suppose, I would say is maybe, right? I mean, there are shoulder injuries, but partly because of it's a collision sport and there's more people going max effort and diving, and it's a rough game. But, you know, potentially, if you look at the shoulder pads, I mean, I remember when I was little, and I'm dating myself, I had a poster of Tony Dorsett on my wall. And those shoulder pads that Tony Dorsett wore look nothing like any of the shoulder pads that anyone wears today,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, way, way different. There's much more what we call lateral coverage on the outside of the shoulder. Now, would that prevent some of these injuries? Maybe, but people don't want to wear those. Athletes don't want to wear those. They want to wear smaller, lighter, get-through holes, whether you're a defensive lineman trying to squeeze between the A-gap or whether you're a running back or a wide receiver. You don't want the big, bulky pads anymore. And, you know, there's no scientific study, but that's something that you could ask a question about.
Hey, one of the questions somebody just tweeted me is, how do you know when a player is ready to come back from a concussion. We've seen guys that have gone on for 5 and 6 weeks. We've seen guys that, you know, hey, the next week they're ready to play. What is, when you go to judge concussions, how do you go about judging whether or not a player is ready to go back into play after a concussion?
Well, you look for signs and symptoms that they were concussed. And currently in the league, if there are any even momentary signs or symptoms and you, quote, pass every other test, you're still ruled out for the game. Now, during the week, when do you pass the concussion protocol? Ultimately, you have to have no symptoms, pass the tests, pass the exam, do a workout and basically practice and exert yourself, still not have symptoms, and then get seen by the independent neurologist to get cleared. So that's a rough estimation of the protocol. But a lot of it, admittedly, even in this day and age, yeah, there are some tests that can be done, you know, computerized tests and reaction tests and memory tests. But a lot of it is based on symptoms as well and self-reporting.
Always good to chat, Doc. We want to get you on again anytime something like this crops up. But we'll hope that Devonta Adams is back sooner rather than later, and we'll certainly touch back in with you, okay?
No problem, and I hope I don't come back on, meaning that you guys are uninjured, and no offense, take no offense to that.
That would be fantastic. They can find you on Twitter at ProFootballDoc, right?
Yes, and then the other thing is if you go to ProFootballDoc.com, there's an injury index that really can be helpful for fantasy players, DFS players, and if someone wants to gamble. It's matchup-based injury information in terms of, for example, that Thursday game against the Eagles. What the injury index showed was that the Eagles' pass defense was not up to par. They were quite injured. And what happened? Devonta Adams not even playing the final two series at 180 yards, and Aaron Rodgers had threw for 422. It didn't result in a victory, but certainly it played out that the Eagles' pass defense wasn't up to par.
Always fantastic to talk. Dr. David Chow, thanks for joining us, okay?
Thank you.
Appreciate it, pal. Dr. David Chow, you can find him at Pro Football Doc on Twitter, orthopedic surgeon, former NFL head team doctor as well, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Looking for a team, new team, old team, heading over to a better team? That's where you want to go. That's our friends over there at Schneider. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.